Christmas your way with Baker's Delight. 101.9.
This is the Fox. I think it's a general consensus with most people that when you're having a big night or you're partying, put your phone away
often.
Not just for photos you might take that you might regret, but messages, texts you might send. And this is often people fall susceptible to this when they've got an ex and they're heartbroken.
Yep.
And then they have a few wines or drinks to drown their sorrows, and the next minute they're sending messages or leaving long voicemails. This, though, happened to happily married Karl Stefanovic. His wife, new mum, Yasmin, she apparently had a big night on Saturday night, and then she messaged the Queensland Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, and he had to actually apologise to her on the Today Show yesterday.
I wanted to apologise and give you my deepest apologies for my wife's drunken call to you last Friday, telling you in her own very sweet Queensland way to open the borders. I've now saved your name under my lawyer's name so she won't do it again.
It's okay. It's perfectly all right. That's probably one of the calmest ones I've had, Carl. So it's all right. But I understand how stressful it's been on people. But, yeah, maybe not the drinking and ringing up. Yeah, just stay away from that.
Wow.
Interesting, isn't it? Like, but even worse, somebody else has found his phone. Like, it's his wife.
It's
one thing if you drunk dial them or ring them, but you don't want someone getting your phone and ringing someone in there.
I'm surprised Carl actually apologised. It's amazing.
Why?
I don't think he's ever apologised. I've never heard him say apologise for anything.
Oh, haven't you?
No.
He's so fun, Carl.
Oh, he's the best. He's going to get nude with me next year.
Just remember that. In January, Karl Stefanovic has agreed to run naked down Flinders Street with Brendan Favola.
And we'll have to ring Dan Andrews and apologise.
He said that Trump would win. And he didn't. Well, he hasn't. I think he's conceded. Is he close?
Yeah, no. Carl's running.
Mate, even the Chinese have actually said congratulations to Joe Biden. That's a big step.
But let's go back to Yasmin Stefanovic's drunk dial to the Queensland Premier. Now that is top shelf.
Back in your party days, did you ever do that?
No.
Ever no drunk.
No, do you know what? I don't think so. I don't. Let's be honest. I haven't partied for a while.
I'm talking party days.
I know, but I can't think. I don't think I've done that. I imagine I've probably done an ex.
Yeah.
And sent a message to an ex. I probably have.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you drunk dialed?
I've rang old coaches.
Really?
And told them what I thought of them. Woke up the next morning.
Really?
Sorry, man.
Any coach in particular?
Drunk. Oh, heaps. I've rang Pago when we were drunk.
Really?
Hey, mate, what are you doing? 2:30, what are you doing? We rang him when I was out.
Oh.
I was at Star Bar one night, and I rang him when I was in the toilet. And he's like, we've got training in 4 hours. I said,
wow.
God. I mean, that's brave.
Well, you're drunk.
You're right. 13, 10, 60. Drunk dial stories. Have you rung the boss? Have you rung your mother-in-law? Have you done something you've regretted? Sent the message, left the voicemail, and it couldn't be taken back.
13 10 60 is our number.
101.9 The Fox.
We're talking about drunk dial, drunk messages, drunk texts you send based on Karl Stefanovic apologising to the Queensland Premier because his wife had a few drinks and rang her from his phone to ask her to open the borders, and then he had to apologise on national television on the Today Show. And we've got Christy in Mount Evelyn. Hi, Christy.
Hello, how are you?
Great. Christy, have you had a few drinks, been a bit jolly and thought it'd be a good idea to message or call someone?
Well, it was a Snapchat, actually.
Ooh. Oh, dear. What happened? Who was it?
Okay, so my sister and I went to Tramp one night.
It's a good start.
Cool. Yeah, and we saw Dusty over in, like, the private booth.
Oh.
And I was playing it cool, obviously didn't want to show too much interest, and he called me over. So I was like, this is my opportunity. Yeah. He gave me a cruiser. I sculled it.
Okay.
And we went onto the dance floor and I kissed him.
Wow, this is...
And I thought, I've gotten what I wanted now, so I'm going to leave.
I don't think he's done what he's wanted.
Okay.
Yeah, he was trying to message me, get me back to his apartment. Like, he added me on Snapchat and everything.
Are we comfortable with it? Are we going to continue with this call? It's all so cool? Yeah. Yep. Okay. Play on.
And then I walked up... what's it called, King Street, and uploaded a video of me saying that I've just kissed him and said some inappropriate things. He saw it and blocked me. So any opportunity I had from that day onwards, I lost it.
Yeah, see, Christy, I mean, Dusty's a good man to know. Like, isn't he?
Yeah.
I know. I've literally lost all of this now.
101.9 The Fox.
We do have an announcement to make.
Yep.
And I'm going to hand over to our wonderful friend, co-host Byron Cook, to make that announcement. Hi, Byron.
Hi, Fee. How are you? I've been here.
Struggling.
For quite a few years. I don't know how to say this. I haven't even thought about how to say it or how to phrase it or anything. But yeah, this is going to be, well, my second last show with you guys. Tomorrow's the last show. And as of next year, I won't be on the show. I've made a decision to move on to other challenges, and this is actually quite difficult. But I'm moving on next year, and this is not that easy. But it's just a decision I've made. I can barely speak.
I know, and you know what, Byron? Obviously the three of us are very good friends, and we've been doing this show for a few years together. But as your friend, having done radio with you for 17 years. You know what? It's only just hit me because I've known about this for weeks and you and I have been in a bit of denial. Like I kept going, Byron, I don't know when it's going to kick in. It's just kicked in.
Yeah, I've felt almost guilty because you guys have known for a little while and it's weird. You can't control how you feel or when you're going to, and I sort of haven't felt anything. I know that sounds really weird, but it's only just sort of hitting me as I say it now out loud into this stick here that I won't be on the show. And it's been 5 years on the Fox, on the breakfast show. Right back to the start with Dave Thornton and right through with Thev and of course you, Fief, and the whole team. They're just the best people. You guys are great. And yeah, it's just, it's not easy. It's actually not easy to
yeah, mate.
This is pretty hard, but yeah.
We've lost our little mate, my little mate that I give crap to every morning and back and forth. But yeah, I know we give each other a lot of shit, but I love you, mate, and I know Fee does, and enjoy the retirement home.
Okay, I'm not that old. I look younger than you.
Before we get to the gags, no, on a serious note, Byron, we are excited for you and everyone should be excited. You've not only got the Byron Cook Show, your podcast, which is going great guns already, and we're so proud of you for creating that. You are a wonderful friend. You are one of the best radio professionals in this industry, and I have been personally and Feb so blessed to work with you. And you are one of the most solid, greatest mates that we could ask for. And you're my rock, and I'm very distressed that you are moving on. But it's good for you. You're getting to sleep in.
Yeah.
And hopefully, obviously, also spend some more time eventually with your beautiful son, Zeph.
Yeah, that's been hard. And I know everybody has been in similar positions, even with the borders shut. People haven't been able to see their family. But yeah, to not be able to see my kid in the US this year has been really rough, to be honest. Really, really rough. Hopefully with how I set up my life, I'll have more flexibility to spend some more time with him and my beautiful girlfriend, Alex. And yeah, just so you know, it's not because I don't love being here. I love being here. I'm just not one of those people like, you know, these guys like Eddie McGuire that seem to be like robots. You know, they get up at 4 a.m. and do about 7 jobs and they can run football clubs and do TV shows. Getting up at 4:30 a.m, I just can't do much else. Maybe I'm hopeless, but to be able to do some other things I really want to do, I can't do this as well. And if I keep coming back here, loving it, but the other things I want to do, I won't be able to do because I just don't have the energy. I just can't do 7 things at once. I'm just not that guy. So I'll sleep in and, you know, do some other things I want to do with my career. And but this has not been easy. So, yeah.
No, and anyway. It's a big shift. It's been big news and we fully support you. We love you. Mm. And it won't be the same next year, but there will be a change coming. And I'm being charged at the moment with this awkward segue.
This is awkward.
After this.
Look at him.
Meet.
Oh, he's just risen up.
Literally.
Off
the man stepping into the...
Get out!
The body hasn't even cooled off. I mean, can you wait for the corpse to sort of rot a little bit? Anyway, we'll announce who's replacing me right after this. Fox.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Byron, you just made the announcement that you are stepping away from The Breakfast Show next year. And we were reflecting on the incredible journey we've been on the last 5 years together. And we'll obviously have lots of goodbyes tomorrow. But because most people listening, it's a bit of a shock to our little family being losing you. But that does mean that there is a seat here to be filled.
Oh, no. It just feels too soon.
I know.
So, it doesn't. I love this, by the way.
Okay, this is very, very exciting because not only have we found a local Hoppers Crossing boy, He is also a stand-up comedian who is setting the world on fire, selling out crowds around Melbourne, Edinburgh, overseas, abroad. He is loved. You've seen him on Have You Been Paying Attention, the weekly 20 to 1 Just for Laughs. He was handpicked by Conan O'Brien's talk show, only one of four Aussie comedians to ever be handpicked by Conan O'Brien, and he's joining Fev and I next year, Mr. Nick Cody. Welcome
Hello.
To the show.
Oh, guys, thank you so much. I'll be on Byron. I didn't know you were leaving. Everything. Oh, no.
Was it tough to come in? Obviously, this is your first moment on the show, and you've come into people just sobbing uncontrollably.
I know. Yeah, that is rough, but thankfully, as a stand-up comedian, I've done those corporate events before when they go, hey, before we get you up, we're just going to do a quick speech. And it's someone at the workplace that's passed away, and they're like, to lighten things up, here comes Nick. You're like, oh, no. Mate, I love you so much. Thank you so much for
leaving.
Yeah, for leaving. Got me a job. This is unbelievable.
Anytime.
Yeah. Believe it. to be trusted to take over for you is a massive privilege, and I'm very excited to be a part of this team next year. As I said, grew up in Hoppers and Werribee and lived around Melbourne my whole life, so. This is awesome.
Well,
I can't wait
pumped.
To get started.
Because Fev and I are huge fans of yours. So to not only get to have fun in the studio with you next year, but also for people who don't know, Nick has been doing radio. So you've been doing radio in Brisbane for the last year. So you're used to the mics and this this scenario.
I have seen microphones. I've seen it. I have seen mics.
He's just here to mentor you if you need any guidance.
I can show you how to turn it on.
He's also been on our show before.
Yes, I know. Okay, I'm just building some drama.
It's unbelievable. This is like, honestly, this is a dream come true. Obviously, Fev, massive, massive fan of yours for years. And Fev, I'm an Essendon fan. So, you know,
beautiful.
We all like different people at work. You know, and I just cannot wait. This is unbelievable. But again, the juxtaposition, it's quite sad seeing Byron
He's such a legend. Well, Byron, a legend in radio and a legend on this show. I mean, I guess the message to you, Nick, is don't stuff it up.
There you go. Good on you. Good
luck. A lot of pressure.
And what's the show going to be called? Nick, Fifi and Fev? I would have thought that'll be the
one. No, I'm actually changing my name to Byron because I've printed everywhere.
Everywhere.
It'll be easier. 101.9
The
Fox.
This is our second last show, so tomorrow will be a last show for the year. It has been a huge year. I think we all know that, Melbourne, Victoria, don't we? What
tough,
a year
Boxy,
we have been through. And we worked right through it, and our producers are an incredible. Our support team have done an incredible job supporting this show through the year, and they've also done something wonderful. And they've worked tirelessly on this, Mikey and Leon and Darce and Shah and Case. You've all been brilliant, and you've put together a journey of at least our radio show, the journey that we've been on this year. This will be a bit of a surprise for us, but this is a credit to how talented you all are.
Well, we'll be the judge once
we'll be
we've
the
heard
judge.
It. Sure
well,
yet.
I will be listening very carefully. And if there's anything I'm embarrassed by, I won't be happy.
Here we go.
Back for 2020.
And this song got me moving and grooving to the tune.
Warwick Kappa joins the show, finding love for Madman Doe. Tones and I played up for bucks, we gave away a pub. Toby texts Eddie McGuire, Fifi thinks Bev is a liar. Care packs for seniors, Brian Brown blew up.
Do you reckon when you saw the ghost on your back, do you reckon that might have been one of your grandparents?
That's not very nice.
Oh.
That is so lame.
Mask singer outbreak, Husey had to isolate. Hey, Osha, what you doing?
Oh my God, it's crazy!
Daddy Dan and Sexy Sutton buying TP by the dozen. Don't be a panic buyer, everyone gets an air fryer. Fifi, Bev and Byron.
I'm a scholar.
What a crazy year, but the end is near. Fifi, Bev and Byron.
I love you.
Please don't shed a tear, we'll see you all next year. Bev would eat Fifi's
boobies.
John Wood, Nana, Judy, Dr. Gronya, Magpies, is William Shatner drunk?
Seeing Sunrise got a mention on our show, if you could just politely mention Fifi, Bev and Byron when you're on Sunrise.
Sleepy Sudbury Byron, I got it.
Leo spotted Batman, time to talk like a Dan. Fifi thinks James Lake is a sexy hunk.
How you going, Daddy?
Really tired.
Don't ever say that again.
Chow down in Chinatown, Fev couldn't keep the dumplings down. Keith Urban, unmade bed, Katy Perry loves Fev. Is it amusing? Phoebe knows everything. Everyone likes Tiger King.
I don't think you're good. I think you're disgusting.
Phoebe, Fev and Byron.
Like a pocket cock.
What a crazy year, but the end is near. Phoebe, Fev and Byron.
Get on the beers.
Please don't shed a tear. We'll see you all next year. Don't be a your mask, cold jock sport on the show. Bev crashing Zoom calls, Daisy streams like Jimmy Bond. Frontline heroes, Helen Mirren, no one knows. Bev hit on June Jones, Byron's on the Muppet Show.
She's unbelievable. Stick around, Sam. Whoa.
Fifi loves Joaquin Phoenix, Darcy Ape from the bin. Luke McGregor's ukulele, Toby on at KFC. Bev likes to annoy, Trixie said.
Getting wild, boy.
Fifi's fridge blew up, Cody Simpson hates us.
Nice one, man. I think we got it.
Whoa. What about all our hand wash jingles?
You forgot about when my appendix burst.
Yeah, and what about the time we were bullied by Big Brother?
Guys, we have the Prime Minister on the line.
Oh, Mr. Prime Minister, hello.
Stop it.
Oh, okay.
Ugh, Christ, it's been a long year.
Fifi, Bev and Byron.
Cool.
What a crazy year, but the end is near. Fifi, Bev and Byron.
Not today, Rona.
Please don't shed a tear, we'll see you all next year.
That was an SO! Lift the Norton!
Fifi, Bev and Byron. Celebrate Christmas your way with Baker's Delight. 101.